1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I'm the one who wants to have you laughing.
We'll be right back. Cause I gotta have faith. Ooh, I gotta have faith. Because I gotta have faith, faith, faith. I gotta have faith, faith, faith.
105.7 CFW.
Give me a second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she's waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar. And I know I gave it to you months ago. I know you're trying to forget. But between the drinks and subtle things, the holes in my apologies, you know, I'm trying hard to take it back. So if by the time the bar closes and you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight. And you feel like falling down, I'll carry you home tonight.
From Boyceville to Brownville, we're your home for 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW and Civic Media are proud to sponsor the inaugural Barbecue Fest, Saturday, September 6th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Enjoy mouth-watering barbecue, live music, and a barn dance. Participate in the cornhole tournament and say hi to our very own Mike McKay as he helps judge the cooking competition. It'll be a great time. Get details online at NWSFA.com. CFW. Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
Wise men say only fools rush in, and I ain't here falling in love with you.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
I've had that pleasure.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel.
We'll be right back. week. 9 to 5 for my money. So on the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. I said, oh, be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing. Wild. Wild thing. Shopping at the mall, looking for some gear to buy. I saw this girl, she gonna rock my world, and I had to adjust my fly. She looked at me and smiled and said, you have plans for the night? I said, hopefully if things go well, I'll be with you tonight. So we journeyed to a house, one thing led to another. I key in the door, I go hit the floor, looked up and it was a mother. I didn't know what to say, I was hanging by a string. She said, hey, you too, I was once like you and I like to do the wild thing. Wild thing. She loved to do the wild thing. Wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. Posse in effect. Hanging out, it's always hype. And with me and the crew leaving shindig, I'm with a girl who's just my type. Saw this luscious little frame, I ain't lying, fella, she was fine. This sweet young Miss Cole gave me a kiss and I knew that she was mine. Took her to the limousine, it's still parked outside. I tipped the chauffeur when it was over and I gave her my own ride. Didn't get her off my jock, she was like static cling. But that's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing. Wild thing. She wanna do the wild thing. Please, baby, baby, please. At the local discotheque, this fine young chick was on my jock, so I said, what the heck? She wanted to come on stage and do a little dance, so I said, chill for now and maybe later you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way, and what do you know, she was good to go without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing, I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, love, you must be kidding. Yo, walk, you ready? Just break out of here. Hasta la vista, baby. Wild thing.
For your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to this year's Farm Technology Days event from August 5th to 7th. The yearly event gives residents a chance to check out some of the latest developments in the agricultural industry, including new technology and research. The DNR will have a tent at the event where officials will share information on conservation efforts, management practices, and offer free nitrate screenings for private well owners. This year's Farm Technology Days event will take place in Wapaka County. The State Assembly's Transportation Committee held a hearing this week on a proposed bill seeking to close a loophole allowing ATVs and UTVs registered out of state to circumvent Wisconsin's regulations. The proposed legislation would specify that only vehicles that meet the state's definition of ATV or UTV will be allowed to operate on public trails and routes. Lawmakers say that circumventing those regulations undermines the state's registration system, local control over ATV and UTV trails, and overall public safety. Chippewa Valley residents rallied outside the former HSHS Sacred Heart building on Thursday to speak out against the health care cuts in the federal budget bill. 3rd Congressional District candidate Rebecca Cook spoke at the rally, warning that the cuts to Medicaid in the new budget could lead to other rural hospitals meeting the same fate as Sacred Heart and HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. The hospitals closed over a year ago, overburdening the remaining hospitals and leaving residents with inadequate access to care. The Barron County woman who was attacked by a black bear near her Cumberland home earlier this month has been discharged from the hospital. The 69-year-old woman was attacked on July 12th, but managed to escape and call for help. Law enforcement authorities shot at the bear when they arrived at the scene, but it escaped, and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials have not yet been able to track it down. They say the black bear displayed unusually aggressive behavior in the attack, and they plan to euthanize it and assess its condition. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, are low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
CFW.
Crocodiles away.
glad you found us on your radio at 105.7 FM and on the free Civic Media app. The Chippewa Valley relaxes with 105.7 CFW.
Control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7
CFW.
Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s,